Welcome to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance, the podcast that literally does just that. It helps you truly see yourself because seeing yourself is your inherent power. When we truly see ourselves for who we really are, it allows us to be ourselves, and then we can bring the fullness of who we are into our calling and into everything we do. For us, big dreamers in particular, we encounter a lot of stuff along the way that can spin us for a loop, literally. As high achievers, the ones who are here to push the scale on what we can accomplish, the legacy we can leave, and the impact we can make, we encounter and are going to encounter various things on our path that the average person may not ever experience and may not even understand. It comes with the territory. We are going to encounter upper limits as we rise into our next level of success. Doubts are going to surface or resurface, maybe for the first time, or maybe they're repetitive doubts. We're going to encounter thoughts that we may not have ever seen before, and they're going to be triggered inside of us. And many times, these thoughts, these fears, these doubts, they can be so debilitating and preventing us from moving forward. I don't mention this to discourage you or shame you in any way. No, it is highlighting the paradoxical beauty that big dreamers go through because we are the ones willing to push our limits and go beyond what our mind can fathom. To go beyond the expectations and limitations that perhaps have been placed upon us. To go beyond the vision of what we originally believed was possible for us. That is who we are. And so all of these doubts and insecurities that we are experiencing and are going to experience, they are a result and a byproduct of our coming in to this scale that we're looking to soar and to go after. And with each level we climb, we are inevitably going to encounter new patterns, new beliefs, new doubts, new fears, new insecurities, and new barriers that we have to migrate and navigate through in order to get to the other side. Why? Because we cannot become who we want to be. We cannot get to where we want to go by remaining who we are and where we are. And so all of these doubts, insecurities, and barriers that arise within us are windows of opportunities for us to clear, work through, and heal from, because we cannot take the same chains of this season into the next season, especially when we are looking to grow and expand at the magnitude at which we are looking to go. Oh, baby! Next time a negative thought comes up, maybe you'll think of it just a little bit differently. So these barriers are going to be inevitable, like I said. And these barriers, they come both internally and externally. And in fact, they physically manifest themselves in all different ways. So maybe a barrier you're encountering right now is one where you feel like you aren't good enough, you aren't smart enough, you don't know enough people. Or maybe it's an external barrier, like your spouse doesn't believe in you. You have somebody telling you that what you want isn't possible. There are so many types of barriers that we can encounter. And like I said, they manifest themselves physically in different ways. So in today's episode, I chat with my friend Cassandra about some particular barriers that she's encountered in her journey. For instance, unknowingly being stuck and comparison. And then we also talk about some external barriers that she's faced, such as racial discrimination and the glass ceiling. Cassandra is a speaker, author, and mentor. She's a former VP of a Fortune 500 company who is no stranger to self-sabotage and self-neglect. So buckle up for this potent and powerful episode as Cassandra shares with us her story and how she worked through these barriers. The overall message I want to leave you with is that, yes, we will encounter these internal and exterior barriers. And at the same time, we can break through them. We can rise above them. We can work through them. We can overcome them in a way to where they will not hold us back and will not slow us down and will not keep us playing small. And we can learn how to work and move with them so that they are not debilitators of our success and impact that we want to make, but rather they are springboards for it.
Woo!
Yes! Hallelujah and amen to that. So I invite you to tune into this powerful conversation. But first, I have two super duper exciting things going on in my world that can deeply, deeply support you. So the first thing is one of my brand new programs. It is called BTG, which stands for Be That Girl or Be That Guy. This is where you embody the confident, inherently powerful, and satisfied version of you who is living your next level of success and impact so you can create those results you want with more ease, flow, and alignment. Oh my goodness. Tapping into the BTG energy, which is something that I've been doing for years now of really solidifying this. It's all about claiming your power now and truly seeing your power rather than waiting for the millions of dollars or thousands of followers or even approval from your spouse. Instead of waiting for all of these things and looking to all of these things on the outside for validation, for proof that what you want is possible and that you are worthy. It's a matter of embodying it and claiming and living it now. Oh my goodness. Yes, it is literally as juicy as it sounds. So the vibe of BTG is it's all about being that girl or guy who inherently knows that you can have it all, you are worthy of it all, and it is possible for you. Being that girl or guy who is so sure of who you are and where you're going that no conditions can sway you. Who is so connected to and excited about each and every step of the journey. That where you are is exactly where you're meant to be. And you intuitively know this and you accept it. You're good with it. Being that girl or guy who is internally lit up and on fire for what is happening and what is coming. Oh, this was such a huge one for me that the possibility of it not working is not even a question. Yes, that is one of my biggest barriers that I've had to work through is the possibility of it not happening. And therefore looking to the external, looking at Instagram, looking at the podcast downloads, looking at the number of clients I'm currently working with at the moment, like looking at all of the praises and accolades and everything to dictate and determine whether or not I'm on the right track and whether I am moving toward and moving forward what I want or am I moving away from it? Oh, so BTG is where we crash that. Let me just say that. This is all about being that girl or guy who is living your next level of success and impact now. So we are not waiting. No. We ain't got time to wait. We have stuff to do, right? So in BTG, we transcend the lies, patterns, and beliefs and upper limits that are not in support of who you want to be and where you want to go. It's a matter of aligning every inch of your internal world, your thoughts, beliefs, decisions, actions, and energy so you can live in total alignment with the version of you who already has the success and the impact that you desire. Remember, we are not waiting. No, we are being and embodying. It's about embodying a you who is so confident, lit up, and freaking on fire that no conditions, no circumstances, no situations can sway you or get in your way from the inner knowing that you are worthy of having everything you desire, that you are here to do big things, and you have, all right? I want to emphasize that you have to make the difference you feel called to make. Oh, yeah. Like I said, BTG is so, so powerful. So if you resonate with this, if you feel like that is definitely a vibe and an energy that you want to tap into, you can check out the link in the episode description. And then the other newest program that I released, it's called Anchor. Anchor. It's all about anchoring into the truth of your inherent power. Are you noticing some type of pattern here? Like, it's all about your power. It is all about your inherent power. And yes, you have the podcast, you have BTG, you have Anchor, as well as my other programs and masterclasses to help support you in getting there and in living from your inherent power, because I am one who has wobbled and been so fickle about who I am, where I want to go. Does this mean that it's possible for me? And like looking to all of these external things that honestly was a very dizzy loop and space to live in. And so that is part of the passion inside of me. That's partly where it comes from, is that I have spent so much of my life, and I don't want to say wasted, I have spent so much of my life looking to external things, looking to the people and the paychecks and the productivity and performance to dictate and determine whether I'm doing a good job, whether I'm on track, whether I have what it takes, whether I'm good enough or smart enough. So bam, I'm just going to create a beautiful foundation to where you can come and be so, so supported in working through all of those things in order to step into the fullness of who you are, so you can bring that literally into everything you do, especially to the thing and one of the things that you care most about, which is your dreams. So Anchor, I got a little carried away there. Anchor, it is a Voxer chat support group. So there is nothing for you to learn. It is everything for you to be immersed in, which is so, so cool. And so it's a matter of you coming into this safe space where you are accepted and acknowledged for who you are. You can lovingly share your doubts. And then I come in twice a week with these powerful transmissions related to common challenges that come up for big dreamers as they arise to new levels. We have one open Q&A day where you can ask me for insight and advice that you can anchor into that pertains to what is specifically challenging your confidence at that moment and therefore holding you back from moving forward. So Anchor is this. If you have ever woken up one day, which I know you have because you're here and we have been connected for a reason. If you have ever woken up one day and you're like, is this ever going to happen? Am I ever going to get there? Like, are people ever going to see the value and the beauty of my work? Can I really do all of these things that I feel like I need to do in order to get there? And you're just feeling very heavy. You're feeling weighed down. You're feeling like a small fish in a big ocean, right? Well, that is exactly the perfect time to tap into an as-needed support program such as Anchor, so that you can get the encouragement, truth, and love you need and tap back into that energy of confidence. Someone reminding you of who you are and the truth of who you are, so that you can say, not today, thought, not today, you know, pattern or belief, not today, inner critic, whatever it is, not today. I see you, I feel you, I can acknowledge you, but I don't have to let you slow me down. And so it's literally you anchoring into the truth of who you are by listening to my voice, by talking to other big dreamers inside of the Voxer community. Oh, so delicious. So freaking delicious. So if BTG and or Anchor sound like something that you can really vibe with, that you're like, hey, I need this kind of thing in my life, then you can check out both of those links in the episode description. All right. At last, the amazing, powerful, potent, delicious, yummy fire conversation with Cassandra. Cassandra, I am so, so thankful that we are talking today and that you are here. Welcome to the Seeing Your Inner Brilliance podcast. And I just love how, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but when people come into your world, you just have this feeling of, oh, I know this is going to be good. I know that this was a God connection. And that's exactly yes. How I felt about you the first time that we talked. So I'm just so grateful to be here with you today.
Thank you. And you know, ditto, I feel the same way. I am looking forward to this.
Oh, so good. So if you will, talk to us, like, Who are you? What is the stuff that you have been through that has really defined who you are? Because yes, we can go through the different roles that we play and what we're wearing for the day and all of that wonderful, amazing stuff. But let's
Yes.
rip the curtain back and just
Okay.
who are you? What helps, what has like helped define you as you?
Okay. I love the way you asked that question because years ago, I was who I worked for. I was the position I held. And so someone says, well, tell me about yourself. I would say, oh, I work for so and so and I held this position. So now that I have matured, I'll say in God, I'd like to say who I am is a woman of God. And because of my life experiences, that has led me to fall into that direction. And what I'm learning, if I did not have a lot of life experiences, I'm not quite sure that I would have surrendered. And surrendering is not easy. A lot of people said, oh, just give it to God, surrender this. Like, yeah, well, let me be realistic and let me be authentic. It's a process. And I don't think it's done until he says that I'm done. So who I am is I'm a wife, I'm a mentor, I'm an author, I'm a speaker, and I'm all about encouraging people and inspiring people. And my mantra used to be, when I was working in the corporate world, was to empower people to be the best that they could be. So that's who I am.
I love that. And you articulated that in such a beautiful way of how our identity can bump up against who we work for, the position that we have, perhaps the amount of money that we bring in or the things that we do and accomplish for that day. And so then that thing becomes the source of our identity. But it sounds like you have made this beautiful transition, and I've also made the transition, and we're constantly transitioning, right?
Yes.
Into solidifying your identity in the true source of where your identity truly lies, that is very much tied to your creator, because you cannot separate the creator from the creation, right? However,
Correct.
our jobs, our paychecks, those types of things, along the way, we start feeling like our identity is solidified and tied up in that. So I just
Yes.
absolutely, I wanted to call that out. And so I really
Thank
want
you.
to dive into your story, because I know that there, along this transition, something that has been really pivotal for you is that at one point in time, you had a dream and then you became stuck. And it took you quite a while to get unstuck, if you will, and begin to move to the other side. And all of our journeys look different. So, if you will, just unravel and unpack that for us.
Okay, all righty. Well, I think we all have dreams and certain things that we want to do in life. And, I can remember at a younger age, I wanted to be the teacher, I wanted to be the doctor, I wanted to be an anesthesiologist. I just wanted to be everything. Then, as I started working and getting out what I call the real world, based on those experiences, it enabled me to figure out, and we all do this, like, okay, so what's my purpose? And I was so fixated on what the purpose was that I wasn't living in the moment, and I had to figure that out. And then this is what I realized, Chelsea, is that my life preparation, all that I've been through, had a lot to do with my purpose, which I did not know. So I'll say, like, for example, we would say no test. We would always say no testimony, and I used to, well, let me say this. I'm an only child, and people always said, I bet you're spoiled. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not. But when I got out in the real world, things weren't going like I wanted them to go. I couldn't get this. I couldn't do that. I wasn't able to do this. This person right here was giving me a hard time. And I just wasn't understanding that. And I didn't like it. So throughout my career, I was blessed to work in a capacity where I excelled. And, but during that excelling, I went through trials and tribulations, and I didn't know that I was going to go through trials and tribulations. And I realized, based on my history, my life experiences, my childhood, I started, I guess what I would say, being, I put blinders on, I put filters on, I put masks on. It was just so many different things that I was not authentic. And not being authentic was very hurtful. It put things on me that I wasn't comfortable with because I wasn't being myself. I was like I was perpetrating a fraud, or I was like an imposter syndrome. I was doing all of those things, and what happened is it hurt me, I think in the long run. So if I can share my outcome or my vision and go back to this onion being peeled, my vision is to empower women to mitigate self-imposed barriers or obstacles that's preventing them from living their best life on their terms. And we are all valuable. We all have gifts and we all have talents, but we get stuck. We get stuck because of life. We get stuck because we're so busy comparing ourselves. We get stuck because we want to be perfect. We get stuck because things happen in our lives that we just can't deal with. It's just like, and we're so busy comparing, like, wow, they look like they're doing better than I am. Oh, wow. They speak well, or they do this well, or they present well. And actually, so my vision is to be able to do that. And that's why I wrote a book, because I want women to mitigate those barriers that is preventing them from doing what their destiny is. In other words, I would love to empower them to do not neglect their destiny. And I say that because I did. I did for years, because I'm so busy comparing myself. I'm so busy. I had, low self-esteem battles. I even had a time in my life, because of all the things that I was going through, was there really a God? I did this. I went to Bible study. I went to conferences. I did all of this. Then I got to a point where I don't believe it. It just can't be, because how can a God, they say, that loves you, have me go through all these things? So I, those are things that if anybody, questions whether there is a God or not, people will look at me like, are you crazy? And I'm like, but I bet you've questioned it, but you will never be authentic and share that you'd had the same thing as well. So
Oh my goodness.
hope that
I
answered your
love your
question.
heart so much. Absolutely. And I love how you've been able now, that you're further along the journey. Maybe it seems like you're on the other side, you know what I mean? There's so much beautiful hindsight in that. And I absolutely love, like, it's so obvious the inner work that you've done and the faith work, that you've done to really lean into him. And so if we can hang out in this idea of stuckness, because at least for me, I could admit that word has never really resonated with me. I've always been one to be like, what? I'm not stuck. What are you talking about? Like, strong, independent Beyonce woman vibes up here. Like, there is no way I'm stuck. And I would completely dismiss it. But in hindsight, looking back, I was very much stuck. And so what did stuck, like, you've used comparison, you use the word inauthentic, and of course that looks different for different people. So if you will, what are some real practical examples. Maybe it's when you were a VP and the barriers that came with that. What are some real tangible things to let you know you were stuck?
One thing is the book that I've written called Is Your Way in Your Way? Do you know this book has been on my mind for probably more than 14 years? I always said I want to write a book, and I always got stuck. And this is what happens. I didn't want to be exposed. I didn't want to tell my story because I didn't know how what people would think of me. So I dare not tell my story. And mind you, I didn't tell at all. Another thing is having that, it was just like I was being gnawed on. I could not let that writing a book go for years and years and years. And it was so frustrating. I would sit down and get started. I'm like, oh, nobody's going to read this. Who will be interested in this? And then one day, I know it's by people praying for me. This was something on my heart. I'm certain that God put it on my heart. And all of a sudden, I got the grace and I started writing. And what happened was it's kind of when they say, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. And so during that time that I made up my mind that someone reached out to me and said, hey, I heard you wanted to write a book. And just so you'll know, I know a ghostwriter, an editor. And I was like, I said, can anybody ghostwrite my book? Because it's going to be my story. But anyway, so that it started from there because I noticed when I finally make up my mind, then God will appear. And another example is so I had, we talked about dreams, and I have a vision board. And I have probably moved about 8 or 9 times throughout my career. And I did my vision board, and everywhere I'd move to, I'd bring the board. Never paid a lot of attention to the board, but I just would always bring the board. And so what would happen is every now and then I would look at my board and I was like, oh my gosh, that's the house that I wanted, very similar. Or I'll say, oh my goodness. Oh, that's the car I wanted, life without limits, So I would look at that and I'm like, this is unbelievable. So I would call that like a God wink. So there would be just certain things that would come that I knew it was from God. And then when you know it and you have this like, oh wow, I'm just in a great place, then you start moving and working towards that. And so that was probably the biggest thing because I'm like, that's a great accomplishment. But do you know how long it took me to admit that that's an accomplishment to actually write a book? So it just took a while for me to accept. And that happens with many of us to see ourselves as valuable, to see ourselves as worthy, to see ourselves as knowing that our gifts will make room for themselves. And also, after writing the book, I'm like, oh, thank you, God, I'm done. And then somebody says, no, you're not. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm not? Well, you have a story to tell. And if you're going to bless a generation of women, you have to share your story. How are people going to know your story and how are they going to? Because everybody's not going to read your book. So now I still continue to have work to do. And I got stuck. I got stuck again. And now I'm back on the trail.
Oh my goodness, that was so good. I want to highlight a couple things that you mentioned. I mean, it was all good, but a couple things that stuck out for me personally is that when you were stuck, let's say the quote unquote first time before you wrote the book, there were a lot of can'ts and a lot of why you couldn't do certain things and a lot of like pushing, the book off, but it kept itching. It kept scratching at you, like, I'm here, I'm here. Kind of like a toddler does. I'm here, I'm here. And then you started taking steps, when you wrote the book, which is freaking amazing. So amazing. So I want to definitely acknowledge you with that. And then you got to another point where you were stuck. And so I love that you mentioned that because you don't have to view being stuck as like, this Mount Everest roadblock black hole that we fall into that has so much shame and negativity surrounding it, right? Whereas we can view it as indications of, okay, I feel like maybe there's something I want to do, but for some reason I can't bring myself to do it. And so what can I do? In your world, those are self-imposed barriers and you help women mitigate those. And so in getting to, so I love the differentiation with that. And if we could, I would love to switch gears and dive into, I'm going to say the external barriers that you faced, because often the external barriers can bring up stuff internally for us. And so I'm referring to when you were in corporate. So if you will, just dive into a little bit about those external barriers.
Sure. What I didn't share is in most of, I think not most, but all of the roles that I was in, I was the first African American female. And initially, when I was hired, the human resources manager gave me a call one evening to offer me this position. And I was so excited. I'm like, sure, what do I do next? When do I start? And the next thing he says is, I'm so glad you accepted because that way I met my quota. And I thought about that, like, quota, what is he talking about? What does he mean he met his quota? And I kind of dismissed that. I never forgot it, but I dismissed it. And I was just so excited about this job. And I was more excited that I knew that I was going to do a good job, not knowing that the expectation, because of the color of my skin, it was stereotyping. Like, I have to hire somebody of this ethnicity. And I did my part. So then I'm like, okay, so that's interesting. So I learned quickly because being in that business, I'll share, I was in the hotel business. And what happened was, if there was a problem at the hotel, guests would get angry. They would either want to call the president of the company or whatever, or they would say, who's running this place? And so, of course, they would come and get me. And when I would go out into the hallway to meet this individual, whomever it was like a deer with the headlights. And they would look at me like, oh. And I remember this woman said, oh, no wonder this hotel is not run effectively. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I said, oh no, here I go again. This is real interesting. So that quota thing started to become a reality, but I didn't know to what degree it would become one. And then I want to also share something that happened to me that really brought a realization. Is I was in my office one day and there was a fax that came across my fax machine. And I looked at the paper and I saw the salary of everybody that was in my position. And when I looked at it, I was making the lowest salary. And I was like, oh my gosh, now this is like a slap in the face, And one of the things that I've learned how critical relationships are with wherever you go, whatever you do. And I happen to have a very good relationship with the CFO. And because of the relationship I had an opportunity to go to him and tell him what I received and what was this all about. And so the moral of that story was they back paid me, they retro paid me that entire pay because of what I found. Now, people say that shouldn't have come to me, but I saw it as a God wink. God wanted me to see that. He said, okay, Cassandra, it's time for a reality check. I want you to see what's really going on and know that I'm with you and I have your back. But it's all about how you react to things that are going on. So those were a couple things that that was just unbelievable. And those are one of the what I call experiences that I had that put blinders on me, blockers on me. So if I wanted to do something, I would say, I'm gonna have to really do this because they're not gonna believe that I could do this job. Or there were times when I'm like, well, Wanda, am I not doing a good job? Because of them questioning my ability and because I was hired because of a quota.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm so thankful that we can have this real conversation between us and talk about the things that you've gone through and experienced. And it pisses me off, quite frankly, that all of God's children are beautiful, and they are so beautiful. And it obviously strikes me to my core when there is so much separation and disillusionment from the truth. You know what I mean? And that we make decisions, that are further leaning into the lies and to that separation that we have to reach some quota because of race, or maybe it's women in inequality, or the relationship status, just all of those things. It's dividing us, and it
Yes.
oh, so thank
Yes.
you. Thank you
Yes.
so much for
Mind
mentioning
boggling.
that. And
Mind
so,
boggling.
like, how did you deal with that? How did you hear these comments? And you're obviously so grounded in who you are as a woman and what you bring to this world and the light that you radiate and that you're a child of God. So how did you stay connected to your truth and who you are and not let the external barriers completely wipe you out because they're that powerful?
Yeah, things got were so devastating in my life sometimes that I did form a relationship with God. And those were the things that happened to make me desire to have a relationship with God because I'm like, nothing else is working. I've heard you can do this, you can, this religion, this, but I'm like, so what do I have to lose? And that's kind of the position I was in. I'm like, what do I have to lose? So what I did was I got closer to God, and it triggered me to read the entire Bible. And if it were not for that, I would not have. So that also prompted me to be very prayerful about certain things in my life, about everything really, just pray, 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 pray. And that gave me endurance. Or I would sit back and watch and see what God would do. Like, for example, I remember relocating to a place and I was looking for a place to live, and the places that I liked, they never had any availability. And I'm like, but I don't want to live over there. I don't want to live here, And so the boss that I had, I talked to him about it. And the next day, I received a call from one of the areas that I wanted to live in, the complex, and they said they just had a place available. And I was so happy. I was so excited to learn that when I got there, they had an entire new development in the back. So they had plenty of places available. It's just that I realized that it's not always what you know, it's who you know. So that was an incident that occurred that I'm like, okay, God, I got you. I'm thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's when all the realization, started coming in, with the external, even my employees, I would look and see, it's kind of like I had to prove that I had was capable of performing different responsibilities. And once I was able to do that and people saw that, that's when I started getting respect. And I also became a trailblazer for many people in of my race, even women. And I was humbled by that. I was honored by that. And as a result of that, that's when I start becoming a mentor to a lot of people. So to kind of guide them through this process or actually through this life, so to speak. So they were just and oops. Oh.
You're good. Are you there?
Huh? Okay. I know.
Oh, you are just such a bright light. You are truly the light of this world. Just your heart, your wisdom that you, I'm sure it took a lot for you to. It's a process, right? So maybe I don't want to say that it's a lot, but it's a continual process of grounding yourself in that truth of who you are and cultivating that motivation and that empowerment within yourself to be a trailblazer and to get to those places. Specifically referring to the obstacles that you went through with race and things like that. And then there are also other obstacles out there that many women go through. You know what I mean? Even just the fact of being women, a lot of times, unfortunately. And so you're just such a beautiful example and epitome of what we can do when we're facing barriers of, we can insert our own barriers into the sentence, but when we're facing that, it's just like you did. It's an opportunity for you to dig deeper into your relationship with God and getting closer to Him. And therefore, as a byproduct of it, you really, at least from my experience, you really start to see why you are worthy, why you are valuable, why you are amazing for who you are, and that for Him, you don't have to prove. You know what I mean? It's that proving is a survival mechanism of this world.
And and as you heard some of my stories, there are quite a few of them, but we also have resentment, as a result of things that have happened to us. And I talk about that because that's a self-imposed barrier, although externally it may have happened, but we can control that. We can forgive, because it doesn't do anything but eat us up alive. When we resent. So I could have had this, I based on things that happen externally as a result of my race, I could have taken it out on Caucasians, Asians, different ethnicities because of how I was treated. And I'm just glad that I didn't. At one time I thought about it. But I knew that was not the right thing to do because I've done things that may not be like that, but I wanted to be, want people to forgive me. And that's another way of releasing these barriers that hold us and grip us and keep us stuck because we don't want to move forward because of how we feel and how somebody has made us feel, So therefore, we create scars as a result of it, because of how people that, treated you. And a physical scar, you can see it. Emotional scars, you can see it. It can be internal, but you can tell because it comes off from the outside. So that's another thing that can keep us stuck as well.
Oh my goodness gracious, Cassandra, taking us to church when it comes to that. I love the connection that you made from external barriers to internal self-imposed barriers because the resentment, and for those listening right now, definitely, if you can relate to the race thing. For me, it was my experience with men and specifically my dad. And for a long time, and even parts of me, I can still tell, think negatively about men. I have an unhealthy relationship, when it comes to that. And I assume I can tend to assume the worst in them, right? That's a protection mechanism. That is, that's a barrier. That's a barrier. You know what I mean? And so, yes, external things can happen for us. And a lot of times those things suck. They suck and they're unfair. specifically referring to what you're going through, it is absolute BS that one would experience that, much less for the most part an entire group of ethnicities. You know what I mean? Going through particular stuff like that, it is absolutely BS that it even exists. But unfortunately it does, and we've made progress. You know, we still have progress to go. However, you have really leaned into your power and your truth of who you are, and I just thank you so much for being so vulnerable and being courageous in sharing that, because it exactly what you do as a mentor, right? It shows us of where we can get to. It's not a conscious choice of waking up the next day and just automatically, oh, I'm going to love all Caucasians today. You know what I mean? It doesn't. I'm sure it doesn't happen like that. So, if you will, I would love for you to talk to us a little bit more about your mentorship and what you do and how you pour into the next generation.
My mentorship is about, I have a program, the mentorship program, and I also have a companion journal that goes with the book. And what happens is, number one, you want to build that relationship with that individual so that they can be open and they can be authentic, so you can kind of get to know them. And this should not be a surprise, but a lot happens in your childhood. So who you are today has a lot to do with how you grew up. So we know we kind of go through that process about your childhood. We go through just certain things from the book that you journal, because from that way you'll learn more about yourself. And then, I kind of talk about what is it that they're looking for from me? What is it that they would like to accomplish? And I say a mentor versus a coach, because sometimes in my relationships, they're year long. I mean, stuff happens in their lives that they'll call me and say, Cassandra, let me tell you what I'm going through, and you tell me what your thoughts are. So it's like that. And then I have like resources, based on where you are, where you want to go. I have resources like maybe a coach, excuse me, maybe a book that you could read, maybe scriptures, just different resources like mental health. That's a big thing. Mental health is really big. And, to talk about it and to work through it. And I don't, I, this is what I say. If you've not been there's not a lot you can tell me. I always hear people say, well, I wouldn't be with him because he's like this or he's like that, but they've not experienced it. You walk in my shoes, things would be a pretty different. So I have a structure that I use for the mentorship program that we go through, and we determine timeline. How bad do you want it? I always say, well, how bad do you want it? So it's all about what is it going to take for you to live your best life on your terms? What is it that you want in order to do that? Because I came up with this because I was reading about a hospice nurse. And she would interview people transitioning. And there were five things that she noted, but there were two that really resonated with me, that why people regret it as they were transitioning. Number one, not true to themselves. And number two was they wish they could have not true to themselves. And the other thing was they wish that they could have been just had what they call a senior moment.
No, you're
Well,
good. You're good.
one was oh, and they wish they would have been happier in their lives. And when I heard those, saw those two, it bothered me, like, well, why can't we? I know life is hard. And part of the mentoring process too, I talk about who's in your circle of influence. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Let's talk about that. Is that the best person for you? So a lot of times we hang around so we can be accepted, but yet we know that's not good for us. So it's kind of like it just take you through a process, and let's start with some low-hanging fruit that you could accomplish fast or more efficiently. And then we move on maybe to the tough things as part of my mentorship program.
Oh, I love that. I love that with the end result of living your best life on your terms, right?
That's right. Exactly. And it's a process. And that's why I said our mentorship program can last a little while because stuff comes up. We just have things that, I had a mentor who had a death in the family, unexpected. So of course that was devastating, for them, and it took them back, but just somebody there for you during that process.
It reminds me so much of like the big sister, little sister dynamic in sororities. I was never part
Yes.
of a sorority, but I've always loved the idea that the women who have been there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mentor the women who are going into it, that sort of
Yeah.
things, or just at the beginning of their journey. So
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. And one more thing before I let you go. I know that you are about to start a podcast, and so I wanted to mention that because you're on this coast, this momentum of being just absolutely unstoppable in the things that you're doing. It's like the book, the mentorship, the podcast, like you've just created this snowball. So, if you will, briefly tell us about this podcast. And of course, I'll include the link in the episode description of when it goes live.
Sure. Well, the name of my podcast is Your Way in Your Way. And it's a podcast for listeners who are not fulfilling their life. They don't feel fulfilled because of the barriers or because of the obstacles they have. And so therefore they're not feeling real great about life, and so what we're going to have is we're going to have different topics that for self-improvement, personal development from some experts that we'll kind of talk through some of the challenges that they've been through. Even people that are in a good place. We talk about that. Like, what are these people doing? I mean, how did that happen? What happened for them to get even on mindset? So anything that will pivot and inspire someone to get from not living what I would call their best life on their terms to living their best life. It's gonna be like a journey to becoming the best version of yourself. That's based on what the whole podcast is about. And it's gonna be once a week. At 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and of course you could replay it and all of that kind of stuff. But just if they're not looking to overcome a specific challenge, or they are, let me see. I guess it should, if whether they're looking to overcome a specific challenge or simply want to live a more fulfilling life, so it'll be. Both of them, people are okay, but yet they want to live more fuller in their lives.
Oh my goodness. So amazing. So amazing. Thank you so much for taking us on this journey of how you were stuck and there was a whole bunch of reasons of why you couldn't do something. And now it's like there are a whole bunch of reasons why you can't, not do the thing. You know what I mean? And why you need to keep going. And so I love the I don't know the word I'm looking for, but I just love the journey that you have so beautifully laid out for us. So thank you so much for being here, Cassandra. You are such a blessing.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate this, and I also pray this will be a blessing to your audience.
Don't you have just the biggest smile on your face after listening to this conversation? Oh my goodness. And I pray you have a whole bunch of notes or just words and phrases written down that really resonated and spoke to you. I really admire Cassandra for sharing, for vulnerably sharing, I might add, vulnerably sharing these things that she has encountered, because I know specifically internal barriers. I know the weight of that. I have experienced it firsthand, as well as been a witness to it with every single one of my clients. Then there are some external barriers like racial discrimination that I have not really encountered very much in my life. However, I am not oblivious to it, and I am very open to hearing about it and talking about it, because there is so much power and just connection and humanness and authenticity and relatability when we can be honest about things that we have experienced, both inside ourselves as well as things on the outside. We cannot just operate, you know, individually. No, we need each other. And with needing each other, that means we need each other's stories and experiences, as hard and as heavy as they can be. So thank you so much for showing up today for yourself and really being all in on listening to this conversation. As I was talking about BTG and Anchor in the beginning, if you feel like you resonate with both of those programs or either one of them, then definitely check out the link in the episode description. And then Cassandra, she is literally on a mission. She is on fire for helping women mitigate self-imposed barriers. And she has this really incredible book that she talked about. It's called Is Your Way in Your Way? Woo! That's convicting, right? It's like, oh my goodness, I need to find out if my way is in my way. So I definitely encourage you to read the book, buy it, support her. And not only that, but then it opens it opens our perspective. It expands our awareness, and we get to grow and expand and move beyond the barriers that are inside of us. So I will definitely include that episode in the episode description as well. Thank you. You're amazing. I appreciate you as a listener on the show, and I'm just so, so thankful that we have been divinely connected and that we are in this together. I never, ever, ever want you to feel like you are alone and that internal barriers or even external, whatever stuff you go through, whatever you are feeling and thinking inside about yourself that is not only clouding your true view of who you are, but it reverberates into everything that you do. So I never, ever, ever want you to feel alone. You can always return to this podcast. You can always connect with me on Instagram. And let's truly be in this together, building our dreams, scaling those scales, moving those mountains, and realizing that there is nothing to be ashamed about. No, no, no. It is so, so beautiful. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you, and see you next time.